You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See, this is where you make your decision and you grab your dance partner and you walk into the floor during this part. And then now you start moving. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.90 Game.
I like what you did there.
And take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Saturday morning, 28th day of June. Good morning, JoJo!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you fans of the Whispers in Cartersville.
All right now. All the way up 75.
Coming up, coming back with a little heavy heart there for Walter Scott Jr.
Yeah.
Lost him this past week. 81 years old.
Yeah, man. Lead singer, he and his twin brother were the lead singers of this group. There was basically like a slow jam kind of crooning kind of group until they hooked up with Dick Griffey and Solar Records. Dick Griffey, the record label that is co-founded, Griffey and Don Cornelius.
Oh, okay.
Don Cornelius at this record label, so Solar was Sound of Los Angeles Records.
Completely forgot about his record company years.
Yep.
Because we inherited him in Chicago.
In Chicago. Yeah. But he got into the record being out in L.A., and they formed this record company and got together with, one of the Silvers brothers that produced a lot of the songs. And they had people like Shalimar and bands like that to come in, but the Whispers was one they got in really.
Shalimar sounds like the Whispers.
Well, they got that same. They got the same production.
Like that Philly sound, right? All them guys
in the background, right?
Speaking of Philly sound, we got Gil Tyree coming up here.
Coming up.
I wonder if he ever stood on the corner and did some doo-wop.
I don't know. You have to ask him. Probably did back in the day.
Was he a doo-wop or was he one of them insulting dudes?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, the guys who you either sang or you sat there and just insulted people. Yeah, your mama so what? And then you know did that.
I don't think Gil would do that.
No, I don't. But it was one or the other.
Okay.
So, hey, before we get into local stuff, I teased this earlier, and we were talking track. You were talking about the event you went to celebrating Edwin Moses and 13 Steps. We talked all about that. But this falls into that same category. I did not know this.
Did not know.
Let's talk about a famous Olympics.
Okay.
Like the most famous Olympics when it comes to setting it's just one of those stories. The history of the Olympics – we seem to jump off at Jesse Owens, right? The 36 Olympics. You usually don't go back before then, right?
Usually not.
Okay, so 1936 Olympics, the famous one where Jesse Owens gets all gold medals in front of Adolf Hitler. Now, the one story I did know about because the guy landed in Chicago afterwards, and it's the famous footage of the 100-yard or 100-meter final in the 36 Olympics. We know Jesse won. But if you go back and look at that footage, the guy who came in second should have won. But he slipped coming out of the blocks. He tripped. And that was Ralph Metcalf. Ralph Metcalf went on to be a part of the civil rights movement in Chicago and became an alderman and got into the politics of that city, along with the Dailies and all of them. But anyway, Ralph Metcalf came in second for the 100 meters. This is what I didn't know. Jesse won the 200 meters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who came in second place in the 200 meters in the 36 Olympics? And it wasn't Ralph Metcalf. It was Jackie Robinson's brother.
Yeah, his brother.
I didn't know that.
His brother was on that Olympic team.
His brother ran track. Mac Robinson ran track, got a silver medal in the Olympics. Like I said, he came in second to Jesse Owens in that Olympics. And again,
of course, they're Georgia natives, live and direct from Cairo, Georgia.
I knew that part, yeah. But I didn't know that he ran track. And somebody brought that up this week, and, you know, everything is so focused on Jesse.
And then everything was so focused on Jackie Robinson, too. You didn't know that much about his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just want to bring that up. There's some people who did know that listening right now. So, again, I got insignificant information, and I got some pertinent information. there's the one example of me throwing in some pertinent information on a day where we're going to celebrate the birthday. I wonder if he still has this record, but the most hit baseball player, the guy who was hit more by a pitch than any other baseball player.
Hunt, right?
No, I think this guy passed him.
He passed Hunt.
Don Baylor.
Ah.
Remember that? Yep. I think Don Baylor. Yeah.
I'll tell you who else got hit a lot, too, was Barry Bonds.
But he put armor on it. You didn't feel it.
I'm just saying. He had to feel it. But bottom line, he knew he was going to get hit, so he put that on there.
They let him put that armor on there. So anyway, happy birthday, Don Baylor. Anyway, Mr. Crenshaw, the floor is yours.
Okay, just got a couple of things, and especially in the conference change for Sunbelt coming up, Sunbelt Conference football. Well, just sports period. We'll get into that in a minute. But I wanted to share, I mentioned earlier, I went to an event this week out in Henry County. And it was something that's put on by Sheriff Reginald Scandrett and Shaquille O'Neal. They do a number of things out there. And they did something that was a youth sports camp, but also had a two-day girls flag football tournament. It was great to see the girls flag football teams out there competing. It's the first summer they've been able to compete during the summer months in tournaments and games where the guys have had 7-on-7s for summer for quite some time. So great to see that. And also great to see some of the college coaches out there getting a look at some of those players. They're able to come to those events, and a shout out to those coaches that were there as well. But also they're helping out with three of Falcons' great wide receivers. Julio Jones was there, Roddy White, and Harry Douglas. Just there checking things out and passing along advice, hanging out with the coaches and whatnot. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
How they look? Because that's what people
great.
Are going to want to know.
They look good.
How does Julio look? How do these guys all look?
Julio just retired. Okay. So, yeah, he looks good. And Roddy's great because Roddy's involved with coaching out of Peachtree Ridge High School. And Harry, we know Harry's just on the
way up. Well, Harry's on his way up.
Harry's just always going all over the place. But I talked with Harry about being at this event because he's from the neighboring county. He's a product of Clayton County and Jonesboro. And what it meant to be out at an event like that, and did it remind him of his childhood?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Sam. We didn't have many things like this when I was growing up. So that's one of the things I'm so proud of when it comes to the generation that is coming up now, is that they have so much access to former professional athletes, camps, and people to be able to help lead them, guide them, give them information. They can ask questions. These young ladies, one of the things that's exciting about being out here today with myself, Roddy, and Julio is, you know, any questions that these young ladies may have, being able to provide that information to them. And no question is a dumb question. Don't be silent. Ask any and everything that you can. But also for us to be out here praising them when they do great things and when they ball out and showcasing their talents as well.
So that was Harry. Great to see Harry out there. I mean, we know he's on the move all over the place, but he was excited about the opportunity to be there and share with the young people. Great event. I think they're going to expand it next year to probably have more teams from around the state come and be a part of it. So
did he do his diss boy bad while he's out there?
Was that?
Did Harry do his diss boy bad? You ever see him do that?
No, he did.
He didn't away with a little salacious move there, but you know it works for him, and so
and I'll
copy wrote it.
Before I get to his next story, one thing Noel would like: there was a lot of Reebok signage around the place. Lots of Reebok. You know, Shaq is Mr. Reebok.
I understand
now.
That.
Lots of Reebok signage all over the place to let people know that Reebok is, you know, obviously something that Shaq's going to be involved with.
Did you hear the story about how Shaq? I'm going to divert you from what you got to talk about there. This was
what you got.
How he talks about his shoe endorsement, the biggest, the one that made him the most money and the one he's proudest of all of his investments. And he said he was told off by a woman at a game one time, you know, how come you make your shoes so expensive? My kids can't. And she was giving him the business about you know, the price of the shoes with his name on it. And at that point, he says, you know what, you're right. And he flipped everything and made a deal with Walmart and Adidas, and they came up with a like a $20 shoe that's all throughout Walmart. But the design, they got a little deal from. So basically, like, he listened to her and then made this deal. He goes, I've made more money off of that than anything because I just make inexpensive shoes, but yet still had a kind of a cool design that people liked.
Yeah, yeah. So, talk about what he manages to do. And also, one other thing, he doesn't mind making fun of himself. He doesn't mind people. He never minds the joke being on him.
What's that Ernie says? He's the biggest 14-year-old you ever seen?
Yeah, but I mean, there's certain people who don't mind the joke being on them. Yeah. Joke's on me, fine, okay. And somebody else is going to wave me in, hey, we like how you did that. Can you come over and endorse our?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All the way to the bank.
Right, right. One other thing to mention, as we start for the college football season, we had a lot of talk about college, you know, athletics and things that are changing. It looks to me, something I'm seeing here about Yahoo Sports, that the Sun Belt Conference maybe losing a member but gaining a new member. Texas State looking like they may be moving to the Pac-12, the newly revamped, revitalized Pac-12, as is going to be seen. And so the Sun Belt Conference may pick up Louisiana Tech that has been a part of Conference USA. Well, of course, you've got two other schools from Louisiana already in the Sun Belt. You got Louisiana Monroe, and then you got regular Louisiana, then people from Lafayette.
There you go.
But how are they going to feel about it? Because Monroe and Ruston are not that far apart, and like Grambling, I think, is in between them. So, I mean, you got Louisiana Tech, and you got Louisiana Monroe, you got Lafayette, and all those are going to be in the Sun Belt.
So, take a page from North Carolina. You were up there. All them schools are like a 9-iron away from each other.
That's it. But that's what looks like happened with Sun Belt Conference. And the Pac-12, Texas State is going. Looks like the new, you know, reorganized Pac-12 right now has got about 8 football playing teams. Washington State and Oregon State stayed put. Boise State coming in, Fresno State, Colorado State, Gonzaga, non-football playing member, but they're bringing them in with San Diego State and Utah State. I'm watching Sacramento State, too, the way they're stacking things up. They might try to get in on that, too. Conference USA loses a member, and that's something we pay attention to now, with Kennesaw State being a new member of Conference USA. But it seems like Georgia State and Georgia Southern will be picking up a new rival. This is for the after 2026 Louisiana Tech will come into the Sun Belt and be playing against Georgia State and Georgia Southern. They'll be conference rivals.
All right. That's it?
That's all I got for today. What else you want?
No, I just didn't want to step on nothing more and all that.
That's all we got.
You know, you were talking about Shaq a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
He holds one more distinction, I believe. You can agree with me or disagree with me.
He holds a bunch of distinctions.
He is the first beloved big man in sports. There are better ones. There are other even more famous ones. But he's the first one to be beloved. And you remember that was the thing about big men, from Wilt to Kareem to you name them. They were intimidating. You couldn't relate to them. They were just this presence over here. And until Shaq came in and acted like a 14-year-old, as Ernie Johnson likes to call him, you know, he lovable and all this other stuff.
Well, now I think we had to get to know him that way.
Well, because
it took a
the
minute.
Timing.
It took a minute to get to know him that way, right.
But you were
right.
Never going to see a personality like that from Kareem. You were never going to see a personality like David Robinson, Tim Duncan, those guys, there are the great big men, but he was the first one I believed to be beloved. And I'm trying to think of the other one. Who else that's considered a big man is beloved? That people feel like they can approach like they do Shaq.
I don't know, but we had to find that out. He put himself out there in those movies. He did movies before.
That's what I'm saying.
He was gonna rap. People debated on how well he rapped. But he went out and did it anyway, right?
But my point is there's not another
thing,
one.
Right?
He was the first, and I can't think of another one that a famous big man. You gonna go up to Jokic? You know, if you can, I mean, he actually looks like, you know, he's approachable. I don't know if you'd understand him, you know, but I mean, you would understand him. But it's just one of those things that make you go, as Arsenio said,
Yeah, one of
there's
those.
There's been no other
that plays that play that position.
Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, Sam and Greg, we are going to, maybe this will be a good question. Our second question for Gil Tyree, who's going to join us next. Hey, did he sing on the corners? Did he do WAP up there in Philly on the corners? But get his thoughts on Braves and Phillies. And also, I want to talk to him about that quarterback that got up there with the Eagles. This dude is he's just amazing to me. I really do have mad respect for Hurts and what he has been through and what he has achieved. And that total package of who he is. You wish you could bottle that. You really do. I mean, there's the you wish you could get Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady and all those others, but he's another one. You can't sleep on what he brings to that city and who he is. And he seems to have a personality that's polar opposite of everything else you think of with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And he's had success there. We're going to talk to Gil Tyree about that next. Sam and Greg, on this 28th day of June, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game. She's sitting at her back there. She is singing away there. I got a question for you. Who would she choose? You got to, well, I'm talking over this. Hang on. We got dancing, shoulders popping everywhere up
oh,
in here.
Oh, yeah, now.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. You know, we play that game, what if, or if you could change places or whatever, mm-hmm. if you could have the talent of two. And I've asked you this before because it's a little out of the box sort of question. If you could sing like somebody, but not a man, but a woman, I'll give you two choices. Who would you want to be? Because we're gonna throw this to Gil, because Gil's listening right now, and he knows that we asked earlier, didn't know that we asked if he was a doo-wopper when he grew up in Philly. But Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin. I mean, not Aretha, I'm sorry. Whitney Houston or Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Okay. That ain't an easy
That's
one, ain't
a
it?
Tough choice. I'll probably go Whitney, though.
Okay.
Tough well, choice, though. Tough
as we welcome Gil Tyree to the show. You guys remember Gil. He's a family member here on the show, but of course doing sports here forever. And anytime we need anything having to do with Philadelphia,
yep.
he is the dude we call.
Yes, he is.
And we speculated earlier when talking about that city that you love so much. When you were coming up, were you one of them dudes that had friends to hang out on the corner and sing and doing some doo-wop stuff or any other R&B or
yep.
whatever?
Yeah, yes, I would. Yeah, I would. And you guys, Greg, gave me two different options in terms of, you know, if I wanted to be a female singer or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you my choice. And she's from Philadelphia, but she actually grew up in Pittsburgh. The late great Phyllis Hyman.
Ooh, oh my good! You just made Sam just melt there.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. She left here too early, and unbelievable talent. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But she's always somebody that I loved.
Yeah.
Did you know, to hear, and I wanted to emulate her. You know, if I could sing like that.
There we go.
That's your girl.
Sing like Nancy Wilson. But that's all right. That's okay. That's
good. Looking at Nancy Wilson.
But that's it. But that's not why we got this man on. We're trying to get this man on.
I like Nancy Wilson. Yeah, I like me some Nancy.
Great to have you on this morning. I don't know how we feeling about your folks being down here in town and putting 13 runs up on our guys last night.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with these guys? Because now Phillies are back in first place. What has been happening with this team, Gil?
Sam, they needed that one last night, Greg. They needed, because they not only did they get swept in Houston, but they did not. The bats were just dead. But they came alive last night. Great to see Trey Turner really playing well, leading this team. You know, Schwarber's been carrying it. Castellanos has played well, you know, with the absence of Bryce Harper. But that was a much-needed victory last night. Good to see the kid able, you know, be able to get through the game. And more importantly, the back end with the bullpen, Banks and also Walker, I thought really pitched well. And we needed that. Now, it's going to be interesting tonight. And, of course, you know, the game will be broadcast down there nationally on Fox 5 and Fox 29 here. But, you know, Lizardo against Schwellenbach. And I think, and you and I, we talked about this a lot, Greg and Sam. Once you get 10 games back, it's hard to make up for that. And the Braves have looked so good. They've helped the Phillies so much in terms of dealing with the Mets and getting them back, and deserve a complimentary kudos for helping the Phillies get back into sole possession in first place. But what I'm concerned about the Braves is, you know, off and on. The homestand coming up is really going to help, but you can't lose to division foes. And I think this is the last time the Phillies play Atlanta down there. And that's been a house of horrors for us. And hopefully, you know, they can get some distance. And, you know, it's all about when you get championships and get to the World Series and get to the playoffs, it's about winning series. And, you know, hopefully we can get two out of three down there in Atlanta.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Check out the website if you haven't been there. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app, too. How much do you put into hot streaks and division leads and all of that? This stuff that happens before the All-Star break.
Greg, that's a good question. I'll take it a step further. I'll say it's not even so much I put a lot of stock in it. I want to see what a team does at the trade deadline. And the Phillies' Achilles heel right now is another bat, trouble in the outfield, particularly in left and in center field. You know, the hometown kid down there, it's good to see Marsh start to swing the bat. And you guys know what Marsh did when he was up in Gwinnett County playing up there. But I want to see a team – really at the break, at the trading deadline, do what they need to do to take care of their needs. And hopefully Dombrowski, the general manager, Dave Dombrowski, can do something to get it. But I don't put a lot of stock at the All-Star break, Greg. I put more of it at the trade deadline.
Great spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Gil Tyree. Always great to catch you with him. And he is social. Always find him at GT6135@GT6135. Man keeps an eye on everything happening in Philadelphia. Got to ask you something about this team and maybe the Braves, you know, clubhouse. A lot of people wonder if Brian Snitker maintains with this team. Seems like mm-hmm. he's at a wit's end as to what to do mm-hmm. with this team to get him to be consistent. Thoughts about him and where mm-hmm. he stands and what that does to the dynamic, you know, in the clubhouse.
You know, that's another great question, Sam. And you know, I think the world is Knicks. And, you know, that's the million-dollar question. Has he lost the clubhouse? I mean, it's so much up and down. It was a stretch earlier before. Now, when they were really struggling, and a lot of people in Atlanta were calling for his head. And I just don't know that this team constructed the way it is. I mean, we got lightning out of a bottle when Acuna came back, and I really thought they would start to turn around. But the bugaboo has really been all year. The bullpen, pitching, can you sustain it? And is the message from the manager to the players resonating? And I don't see that now. I really thought at one time the Braves were starting to get a foothold on things and they would turn it around. But as I said earlier, when you're 10 games back at this point, it's hard to close that when other teams are not only winning series, but, you know, doing well, maintaining what they need to do to get to September and October. Now's the time to make up ground, and I just don't see it. Tonight's game, I think, will give us a good snapshot on where this team is going to go. If they can sustain this, because after this, I think the Braves are home for a good portion, correct? So all of that being said, I think it's time. Now's the time where the light switch needs to get turned on, and it's go time. I'm not saying they're dead yet, but it's becoming a problem.
Gil, I have
especially in the division, because right now we see a two-team race between the Phillies and the Mets. The Braves are right there, but you know the Nationals seem to be up and down. You know, forget about Miami, but you know it's too early to say that. You know, it's just a two-team race. I still think the Braves can get in it, but they got to do it. They got to do it now. They can't wait.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
And I think the front office has to make a decision. Is it? Do we change managers now? Do we get a new voice? Do we get a guy like a Chipper Jones? Do we bring in a guy like a John Smoltz, somebody who sees it every day? I mean, I know it's out of the box, but you know, I think Smoltz's a guy that could come in the clubhouse and restore some respect. And here's the other thing. I mean, Freddie Gonzalez was popular. I know he didn't leave on the best of terms, but, I mean, he's somebody that I think you may want to revisit. I just don't know.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9. You know, listen, because we're up against it, and I wanted to ask him something that you had brought up, and you talked about Snicker and just the intangibles that have been there in place before,
yes,
but not now. And I have been on this hill yelling this for the last few months. And right now, unfortunately, he's not doing that well. But this team hasn't been the same since Ron Washington left. It hasn't had that voice.
I agree.
I was just going to say, that voice, the intangibles
Greg,
that get you a World Series.
Right. Yeah. And let's send our prayers after Ron, too, because, you know, his health issues. But you're absolutely right. A guy in the clubhouse who can pretty much have, you know, Smith's back and in some ways be like the associate manager, and that's what Ron Washington was. But you're right. I think you need somebody in there that's going to transform that locker room and clubhouse where people can respect. And I just don't know. It's almost like a shelf life of a product. Sometimes a shelf life, somebody can stay somewhere too long. And that's the question I think the front office needs to decide relative to Smith. Great, got a world championship, congratulations, kudos and all that. But at some point, moving forward, you have to make a decision relative to getting this team going and playing the way it's capable of playing. And I think right now they're not.
All right, I got 10 more questions for this
dude,
it, and we're up against it, and we got to go here. But I got to tell you this off top. First of all, we miss you and love you and wish you were still working here in the city, but you don't work here no more. You live up there where the enemy is, so you can't be using we when you talk about the Braves.
I'm still a son of Atlanta. We'll always be a son of Atlanta, Georgia, Cobb County, state of Georgia, love it, and the South. Sam knows, Greg, you know. Okay, Philadelphia born, but Georgia bred and Georgia raised. So that I got the Georgia DNA in me. That's never going to change.
We appreciate it. We love you for it too, man. Gil, thanks for the time. Always great to spend some time. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Oh, cut him off. See, right. That's what happens. Yeah. You're up there in Philly, you're using we. Nice going, Noel. He's right, though. The Braves are home. They got Philly right now. And then, now this is going to be something.
Yeah.
The Angels are coming here. The
Angels are coming in.
Without Ron Washington.
And then Baltimore.
Where does he – does he still make this his home?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if he lives here at all, but it'd be nice to just see him, right, if he can come on out there. Anyway, coming up next, we are going to venture into Noel's world. Ain't no telling what she has got. And later on in the show, though, she is going to give us a WNBA update. We got a fresh casting call for you. Caleb Johnson's going to get in here and talk about what the Hawks should or shouldn't have done during draft time or this time of the year. And Karen Pestana getting a set for Wimbledon, which starts on Monday. It's Sam and Greg on this 28th day of June. Sports Radio 92.9.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this 28th day of June. Let me drive you to Get Cast with Greg. The new casting call, which we'll talk about next hour, is coming up. You know what the headline for this casting call is, Sam?
What is it? What
they
is
are
it?
Looking for a young Ice Cube.
Young Ice Cube.
There's a project. This is actually for the John Madden movie.
Okay.
They need a 14-year-old to 20-year-old in that range Ice Cube lookalike.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Muscle cars.
Okay.
And station wagons.
Well, you really got to find those.
Right.
Huh? You really got to hunt for those.
And females with small hands.
Oh, I can go.
Not kids. Females with small hands. Yes. 5'4" and under.
Yep.
You'll see all the breakdowns there, but that's what's on the casting call. You can go to Get Cast with Greg right now. I'll tell you about those in front of the camera and behind the camera. That is all coming up. And happy birthdays go out.
Happy birthday.
To a woman we beat up during Richard Jewell, during the making of Richard Jewell.
Who's that?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy. Yeah.
And Clint Eastwood told us to, the reporters. We shoved her up against a van. And then he goes, hey, do it again. I'll tell that story during casting call. But yeah, happy birthday to Kathy Bates. All right. It is time to give the floor to Noel.
Yes.
And this ain't all about WNBA. No. It ain't about basketball. It is what she got going on in her mind this past week.
There's stuff happening.
Or even coming up the elevator today.
Absolutely.
You know, Greg.
Uh-oh. When she mentions starts with me.
Yeah, when she starts like that, right? You know.
Well, you know. See, now you got me sound like Lenny Williams. You know. when you brought up Ice Cube and this Santa Maria situation, it actually makes way too much sense.
Too much sense?
Yes. Well, it makes so much sense when I figured out why they wanted a young Ice Cube. I was like, okay, Raiders. Okay, all of this makes sense because NWA is what made the Raiders in their gear so cool in the late 90s.
Here's the problem, though.
That's when the team was in LA.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. This is the timeline.
It is, but you're foreshadowing a young Ice Cube.
Absolutely.
So he's taking his youth fandom with him when he becomes famous, and it collides with.
Hang on a second.
Them coming into LA.
They're literally writers in town listening to you give out the scenario or the picture, or at least your speculation of it. They don't want you to do that.
Well, they don't know how they're going to play out how they're going to
play. Right. But she's right, though. They can take you 17 different directions, but that's where we're going with that.
No, you're absolutely right. But here's the thing. Y'all think you have somebody or know somebody that falls into that category, you got to hurry up and do it because you got to submit by this week.
Yeah, I need to submit my small hands.
That too.
Like immediately.
It has turned the
corner.
Can
you do that? Do you send in a picture of
your
hands?
You absolutely send in a picture of both of your hands, and you can put them by your face, or you can just. Let me just tell y'all, this up.
Can you soak them in Lux?
I know people.
y'all gotta be a certain age to get what I'm talking about.
I was just gonna say, where you gonna find some Lux? Paul Mallove.
Madge. Madge soaking hands and look.
I know people who make 6 digits a year as a body model.
Mm. Yeah.
Whether it's feet, hands, other part, ears, noses, you know, lips, things like that. They are body doubles and they make a big living. They park their car in Buckhead or down there in Peachtree City. They make big money. So again, you know, it's the business of show business.
Indeed, indeed.
So anyway, and by the way, can I just do this real quick? Yeah. Apologize to everybody who had to go on Mitchell Street on Wednesday.
LOL.
There we go.
Just everybody that had to travel on Mitchell Street downtown here by the Richard Russell Building couldn't get down there.
But you didn't go to Freedman.
No, I didn't, but I was busy.
All right.
And I was down there, and shout out to America's Best. There will be a commercial that is coming out some point soon with your boy in it.
Yay!
That's what happened, and I wonder how much that permit was to close down Mitchell Street all day long.
But inquiring minds.
We'll talk about that another time.
We're not going to ask the mayor about that.
Now you brought that
up.
He wouldn't know. That's a whole other department. He could go ask somebody and then find out.
It's in City Hall.
But he ain't going to know off the top of his head.
Yep.
Hey, Noel.
Well, all right. Ice Cube and the Raiders and the birth of sports street fashion is actually a great segue into this segment, because that is what we're going to talk about. We're going to start up with our 23rd draft pick of the NBA draft, Asa Newell. We got a dog in the draft. Congratulations to all the dog fans that's been praying for that. Finally got one. You got him at a great value. You get an unprotected first-round pick from the Pelicans for it. He took his promo picks the other day, and he took them in Kobe's. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Kobe's on the floor. Either in State Farm or Gateway. He'll probably be on a bus back and forth. Speaking of the Hawks, Trae Young was with Pablo Brancero in New York City for a Jordan Brand event, and they had them debuting the new Jordan 40s. I am kind of excited for this shoe.
Okay.
At first, I felt like it was a little daddish. Like, you know, I was going to lace up and go to the YMCA and get a couple reps in while I drop the kids off at the mall.
Yeah.
But the more I look at it, the more I like it. It feels familiar in a good way, and they bring back the classic leather to the basketball shoe. I don't know if you guys know this, but basketball hasn't really had leather involved in like 15, 20 years, and I've missed it. So this shoe is the return of leather, the return of a classic look, and they are using Trae Young along with other Jordan Brand athletes to get you guys ready.
You know, okay. If somebody were to use cows like Chick-fil-A does, eat more chicken, now they bring leather back. They use cows back in the day. I don't know. They just popped into my head. I see a campaign right there.
Look, sorry, guys. Cows. Speaking of Young and Jordan Brand, he was interviewed while he was out there in New York schmoozing and cruising, and he was asked about his new partnership with Jordan Brand, and he says that he feels like he and Jordan Brand are in a mutual situation, that they help each other. His brand helps bring people to Jordan Brand, and Jordan Brand helps bring people to him. I agree, but also with that, I'm wondering if that's a sign of a signature sneaker soon.
Ooh.
Exactly.
You know, you think so?
I mean, you know, we just signed the contract, and now we're, you know, already debuting the brand new shoe. I mean, it seems to be headed in that direction. I'm hoping so.
Mm-hmm.
Another player that got to debut that shoe last night here in Atlanta, Georgia, to varying results that we will get to later on in this show.
Uh-oh.
Nafisia Collier.
Okay.
Also had the Jordan 40s on last night.
Just showed out.
And she
last
was
night.
Cooking and booking. We will get to that a little later.
Because
things got negative. We will get to that a little later.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How much of everything that you've been saying right now is affected by the news that came out last week from Nike?
Which news?
That they announced. They didn't just speculate. It came out. They came out and said, our prices are going up because of the tariffs.
Well, let me tell y'all something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Nike. I'm about to really throw a monkey wrench in your bag.
I knew this would tear up.
I'm so sorry, Nike. So there's a thing that happens every Christmas season.
Okay.
And me and my friends call it the preview pricing. And that's when Nike try to drum up those storylines y'all hear me talk about to get us to go out there and pay that extra 15% to 20% on the shoe.
Right.
Well, we call it a preview price because when January hits, that is now your new sales price. So I say that to say that none of this is new. This is just the first time Nike is announcing this kind of price hike to you. And that has been brought to you by Noel's World.
But they tied it to
Yes, because that's what businesses
saying.
Do, and that's brilliant. But what I'm saying is hook or crook, that was happening.
Yeah.
Not new. I'm still trying to figure out how we at 215. I'm like, 215? It was just 215. Yeah, so this is normal. This was going to happen with or without the tariffs. This is just what Nike does.
Has Nike gotten lazy?
Yes. And we can have that conversation later.
You answered my question. When you talk about the other brands that are coming
up. I'm going to give you an example that we just saw last week of how Nike got lazy.
Oh, I thought of one too, but go ahead. You give me yours.
Who's the NBA MVP?
Shai.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's the finals MVP?
Shai.
Okay. Why can't I buy some shoes?
He's Canadian.
What did I got to do?
I didn't have an answer. I just said.
Exactly.
I don't know. And neither
does Converse/Nike. They don't have an answer for that either. Why am I waiting till fall to buy the shoes from the NBA Finals MVP? That don't make sense to me. That's lazy. That link should have been out when the confetti dropped.
Okay. Mine is not that direct as hers. But no, when I thought about this, the first move was Tiger leaving Nike, right? The second move was Charlie having his own connection, and it wasn't Nike.
Well.
And Charlie is what's next. And he's one of the more talked about golfers, even though he ain't even really on the tour. But he is, you know, the legacy.
But
and he's got his own sponsors, and it ain't Nike. And you would think that would be something easy. At least get him started with
Nike. I think they're probably going
on
golf.
But
I think Nike is. Now, I don't think that's a sign of Nike's laziness overall, but I do think that's a sign of where Nike is with Nike Golf.
Yeah.
I feel like they think it's cemented enough to coast on his own, and they're not going to put that. Because right now, actually, they're putting more energy into Jordan Golf, which is interesting. And they're kind of like trying to use their Jordan brand athletes to cross over and do the golf, the more of the golfing stuff. Like I said, they did a campaign with Ryan Howard or some of their other athletes. So it seems like they're trying to go that way in the golf direction. But it just seems like them and Tiger are just not.
Well, no, we
not.
Knew there was something there, and he had outgrown them. But it was just strange for me as Charlie was coming up for that connection. But as you said, you talked about golf a second ago. There's just a changing landscape. The whole sport looks like the staircase at Harry Potter because the commissioner just retired, or he said he's done at the end of this season.
Retire, yeah.
So there, you know, and I'm sure he is still catching whatever he did or didn't do with them guys who went over to the Love Tour and all of that, allowing that to happen. Go ahead.
Live Tour.
What'd I say? Live Tour?
Live Tour.
Yeah, anyway. Echo Park.
What, if anything, can you say about what's happening in town this weekend?
Oh, we have SneakerCon this weekend.
Yeah, SneakerCon this weekend.
I believe it is at Cobb Galleria. It should be a good event. Addicted to all things fresh, ATATF, KO and them will be out there doing a mid-year sneaker of the year conversation. So if you went to the Wish ATATF conversation in December where I was there and Greg Street was there, then you will enjoy the one at SneakerCon if you are not boycotting SneakerCon. Yes.
Why would you boycott SneakerCon?
I just fell into this myself. Y'all know I don't do the negativity, so somehow I have been out of the loop of this one. But apparently that was a SneakerCon event earlier this year or later last year. Don't quote me with that of the timeline. But apparently sneakerheads felt like there was a bait and switch performed, that they were there for, you know, sneakers and fellowship, and they kind of tripped and stumbled into like one of those seminars or multi-marketing situations, like they were kind of pitched to something that they weren't interested in, and so they're boycotting because they felt like their time was wasted and blah blah blah. So it was a big thing going on yesterday. Whoa. Was having a discussion about it, and so there will be people at SneakerCon. I don't expect it to be a snooze fest or a desert, but there is discourse out there if you guys wanted to know. Real quick, before we get out of here, I just wanted to run down some things right quick.
Go ahead.
Asia Wilson, the fastest to 5K in her Princess Tiana, Princess and the Frog, A1 PEs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Caitlin Clark's PE Kobe's coming out June 30th. I'm sure people have their calendar circle for that. We got Paige Bueckers and Keon Coleman in the Nike Levi's collection that drops July 11th. And because Paige Bueckers is in it, I probably will not be because it's going to sell out quickly.
Yep.
And Nike is to release the Air DT Pronto 2 that is a remix of the Nike Diamond Turf, which is Deion Sanders' shoe.
Right.
And it is to celebrate October 11th, 1992. If you don't know what day that is the day Deion played baseball and football in the same day.
My brother's birthday.
And that has been Noel's World. Ladies and gentlemen, come back for some NBA negativity.
Yeah.
We got it.
Woo. Yeah.
We should just end it on that because I had something else for it. That was a great ending. That was a wonderful dismount. So hit the music and let's move into this 10 o'clock hour where we're going to hear from Caleb Johnson talking more NBA, got draft news, his thoughts on the Hawks. Fresh casting call. There are jobs out there. Money's flying through the air in front of and behind the camera. But up next, going to talk a little about who's going to be in town tomorrow. And you know, get yourself set as far as where you're going to park and travel, because when Messi comes to town, you know, you got to give out traffic reports. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy.
Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.